Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Esteem Yourself Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Shizima Clough, and we thank you for being a part of Esteem Yourself Blog Talk Radio and Esteem Yourself E-Magazine. This month on Esteem Yourself E-Magazine, the edition features the article entitled, Adjusting to New Horizons. A brief synopsis of this article reads, when we think of adjusting to new horizons, some thoughts might be that new horizons may be by choice, and some may not be by choice. Some new horizons may please us, and some may be difficult to cope with. So, in adjusting to new horizons, it is really what life is all about. It is adapting, coping, and changing to the situation that we find ourselves in and throughout our internal existence. Learn how you can adjust to new horizons with strength, hope, faith, and love. Read this article and there's many other inspirational articles on the Esteem Yourself E-Magazine. Please feel free to go there anytime to learn how to adjust to new horizons and learn so much more about yourself. Go to esteemyourself.com. Also, join us on Facebook where we continue to enlighten, empower, and esteem you through daily posts. Our Facebook page, you can find lots of information about blossoming. It's a great way to get a boost for the day. Join us by going to facebook.com/esteemyourselfezine. In addition, join us on Twitter by going to twitter.com/esteemyourself. As we talk about new horizons, we also reflect on our world, our feelings, and abundance of joy. How do we get that abundance of joy? We continue this path on Esteem Yourself Blog Talk Radio by bringing a wonderful guest. I'm so excited to speak with her today. Her name is Michelle Barsale. I'm hoping I'm saying that right. She is a visionary leader in emotional consciousness who challenges common thoughts and understanding regarding emotional well-being. Combining her training as a psychotherapist along with her perspective insight, Michelle continues to lead thousands to a new level of assessing and celebrating their potential. Michelle also recently received a national recognition as one of the 50 greatest authors who should be reading for her first book, Emotional Abundance, Becoming Empowered. So the book, Emotional Abundance, Becoming Empowered, is an amazing book. I just looked online and found out so much about it, and I can't wait to purchase it. Hello, Michelle, and welcome to Esteem Yourself Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so thrilled to be with you today.
Thank you. So now, Michelle, tell us a little bit about, first of all, the book is called Emotional Abundance, Becoming Empowered. Is that right?
That's correct. That's my first book, and I also have a second book coming out shortly.
Oh, really? Okay, perfect. We'll talk more about that one as well. And
sure.
The way you pronounce your name is Michelle Barsale. Is that right?
It rhymes, so Michelle Barsale.
Oh, Michelle Barsale. Because when you go out there looking for the book, make sure you look for Barsale. And it's B-E-R-S-E-L-L.
B-E-R-S-E-L-L.
Perfect. Okay, so tell us a little bit about this book, The Emotional Abundance, Become Empowered.
Sure. Well, that's my first book, and what happened is that I started to, I never planned to write a book. I was woken up at 4:30 in the morning one day, and this was actually when my children were really young. I have a daughter at the time who was two, twin boys who weren't even one yet. They were about a month away from turning one, and I just got everyone sleeping through the night. So I was really bummed to be waking up at 4:30 in the morning. And I heard this voice, you know, say to me, you need to get up on your computer and write. And my other rational mind said, are you kidding me? You know, my kids just got like I said, sleeping through the night. So these two voices in my head went back and forth. And finally I got up and sat on my computer. And this happened to me for 9 months straight. And I was woken up 4:30 in the morning, get up and write. And what came through was an understanding. Words just kind of flowed through me and really shifted the way I understand emotion. And this is coming from already having training as a psychotherapist, training as a life coach. It completely shifted the way I saw emotion, because what I was guided to understand is that how we currently understand our negative feelings in particular is actually coming from fear. And because of that, it traps us, it really hurts and goes against our sense of self, and it doesn't serve us or our self-esteem. And so it the first book is really about my own process and how I began to implement this in my life and how it changed me. And now my second book is called Feel Every Emotion Is Love, Turn Your Negative Feelings Into Your Greatest Allies. And that's out, that will be due out in September, and you can pre-order it now. But that, what this book is teaching you the process. So what came through in my first book, you know, I had to learn as well and implement, and what I did was develop a process so that everyone else can begin to implement this in their life. Because what I saw was I started using this and it completely changed my life. Then I started using it with clients, and I thought, oh my goodness, there needs to be a process that I can teach. And sure enough, that's what happened, and hence the second book.
Wow, that's really amazing. So this first book, Emotional Abundance, is actually leading towards the next book, which is Feel. Is that right? That's what it is. It's called Feel.
It's okay. Called Feel, perfect. Yes.
Feel, that's awesome. So as you talk about, you know, you felt like you had to get up and start writing, and you kind of went into this journey of becoming an author of this amazing book. There's something that as I look at the book and sort of the information you have here, it's just full of information. You say that what you discovered is that there is nothing wrong with how we feel. What is missing is an accurate understanding of why we feel the way we do. Can you explain that a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. From my own experience, I felt like, what's wrong with me? Why can't I be happy whenever a negative feeling showed up? I was like, you know, my life is good. I have a nice husband, have nice children, live in a nice home. So what's wrong with me? And that's where I was coming at my negative feelings. And I thought I was missing that happy gene. And so, and so it was really what this information that came through really guided me to understand was, is that our negative feelings are there if you look at it as a part of our internal GPS system. Now, a lot of people already talk about our internal GPS as our intuition. And emotion is very much tied to our intuition, our inner wisdom. And your negative feelings are going to signal to you when you are going off your path. And so what happens is when you experience a negative feeling, each negative feeling has a specific guidance trying to tell you how to get back on your path. So if, for instance, if you feel anger or if you feel guilt, there's a reason why you feel anger versus guilt, because there's a different message trying to come through to tell you this is how you need to reclaim your path, you going, and your path being that path of you expressing yourself fully, of you shining out in the world, of you creating a fulfilling life. And once we understand our negative feelings from this standpoint, it not only does it help us go back to our path with greater ease and help us work, go about life with greater ease and efficiency and effectiveness, but this is also crucial to our self-esteem, because we are no longer rejecting the negative feelings that are a natural part of us. And that's exactly what I was doing. I was rejecting my anger. I was rejecting my sadness. I was rejecting feeling jealous. I thought those that when I experienced that, that was showed that I was, not grateful enough, not good enough person. And being able to incorporate these and know that instead of looking at them from a fearful standpoint, that you can understand them from an empowered place,
right.
It empowers us and empowers our sense of self.
Definitely. Wow, I love how you put that. Because just like you were saying, it's so important for us to realize that we cannot ignore our feelings. I guess that's kind of what I'm getting out of what you're saying, is that it's important to look at those feelings and find out what's really happening, right? To dig deeper and really embrace that feeling as part of our natural being, who we are, so we can be able to clarify how we feel. Is that what you're kind of saying?
Absolutely. We can't ignore them, nor do we want to run off in the ego drama of them. So the ego drama, you know, when we're in anger based on fear that's coming from our ego, that's where we turn to blame, we start shouting, we are not representing our highest version of self. Versus when you understand anger from an empowered place, your anger, the message behind anger from empowerment is you are not claiming your power. So whenever you feel angry, it's a signal to say, honey, you aren't claiming your power. And your ego wants to turn that into blame to try to get power in that way. But your empowered self is saying, no, 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 you need to claim your power from love. You need to claim your power by creating boundaries, healthy boundaries, by saying no, by speaking your voice, but coming from a loving place rather than the hurtful, fear-based ego. Does that make sense?
Perfect. Oh, yeah, definitely. So when we claim our power, we become filled with joy. And so the anger and all of those things will actually disappear if you begin to claim that power. And like you said, the love and empowerment, we can claim that. So that's what I'm getting from that. I think it's really, interesting how you wrap up all of this, you know, all of these greatness into this book. And I can't imagine what, you know, the feel book it looks like or what it even has in it. Maybe you can give us information about it as well. So I want our listeners to be able to buy this book, The Emotional Abundance, as well as the feel book, because I feel like they kind of intertwine and help one another as well. As we talk about the trying to help yourself overcome, because, you know, when it comes to feelings, it's based on experience. It's based on our history or what we're going through today. What is the best way for us to be able to overcome feeling a certain way? What is the first step in order to regain our power?
The first step is recognizing that the message that you're hearing when you experience a negative feeling is coming from your smaller self. This is your disempowered self. This is your ego. This is fear-based. And what we've been taught to do currently is to try to get rid of that. It's like, okay, I don't like this small self stuff. You know, how do I get rid of it? I don't like how I feel when I'm sad. I don't like how I feel when I'm anxious. How do I get rid of it? And what feel is all about, and emotional abundance is all about, is bringing in the abundance of all these feelings. It's learning to receive them. Because if you want to be able to receive in life in all forms, you need to be able to receive what is naturally coming through you. So you understand that the small self version is coming through. Don't try to get rid of it, because what you resist persists. We've all heard this. What we resist persists. So what we do is we just acknowledge it as that is our small self. So there's a part of us that's feeling fear. There's a part of us that's in our ego. And then you ask for what the empowered self version that's trying to come through. Because how I look at this is that if you look at your emotions, right now how we look at them, they're like stones in our path. Their negative feelings are stones in our path that we want to get rid of. We spend our time trying to free ourselves from them or denying them and navigating around them, when really what the new world is asked, this new feminine path is what I actually call it, is about turning over the stone where you can actually read the empowered message. And so this empowered message is guiding you about what this is really about for you. And what Feel, my next book, is, I give a directory of over 65 emotions, and I share with people, this
wow.
is your, this is your ego, this is your small self version, and here's your empowered self version. So what are you going to do? Here's your choice. And when you tap into that empowered self, what that means, it's not about putting a positive slant. This isn't about positive thinking. This is about you knowing in your heart that that is the empowered meaning of this feeling. And it resonates so deeply that a part of you is just inspired to act upon that. And that's what this is about. It's about shifting our belief system right now, which is, you know, wasting our energy and precious time and sometimes even money trying to get rid of negative feelings when really understanding they are here to support and serve us.
Definitely. Wow, I love how you put that. I think that what you're saying definitely resonates with a lot of our listeners, particularly in self-esteem building. And I think that a lot of times we go through these experiences or situations where we feel like we're not able to overcome them, you know. And so this is when your books come into play. And I know that I was just told that the Feel book is, we do have a copy of that, the picture of it on the site, the Blog Talk Radio site, so that we can be able to see what it looks like. And also on your website is there as well. And so I like how you talk about feeling everything emotionally as love, you know, feeling it in such a way that it's positive, because that's what it really is. It's about being positive. Is there any kind of tips you can give our listeners about how to begin to move from the negative to the positive? Because I think our world is full of negative, and it's so difficult to, you know, break down those negatives, particularly how you said the egotistical self and then your true self, you know, like as you defined it so perfectly in the Feel book. Is there any way you can start to at least move from the negative to the positive?
Well, what I encourage all people to do is really make space for their empowered self to connect with this part of ourselves. Because what's happened, and this is why I so honor you for doing this show, Esteem Yourself, because as a woman, yes, absolutely, because as a woman, myself, I've struggled with my own self-esteem, which is, and my feelings were a huge part of that, and as a psychotherapist, I've seen so many others struggle with this, and it's really through how can we love ourselves so deeply. That's what it's about. It's and that's what was shocking to me, was understanding how really supported we are, and how there is a meaning and a purpose to every aspect of ourselves. And when we can take that in on this deeper level, that's when love emanates from you and you shine. And that's what really building our self-esteem is, really how can we take every aspect of ourself that we have those judgments about or that we have shame about, and really recognize that those parts of us have a purpose too. They're here to serve and support us. And when you do this, you have love emanating from you at such a degree that it's contagious. And it's
definitely
really, yeah, exactly. And it's like the more you can focus your energy on that within yourself, and really learning to bring out what I say, to me, the opposite of fear is love. And so it's like, really, when we have these judgments about ourselves, it is coming from a fearful place. The more we can recognize that, the more we can empower ourselves to shift that.
You are right, completely right. And I think as we do that, then we build upon our self-esteem. We build everything else in our world. It comes together. It aligns itself. And I think your book on feel and feelings, it's just to me, it's almost like a mind-blowing concept that seems so simple, but yet so difficult for us to grasp in our world sometimes, you know? And so that's why the book, I think, is just an amazing read. And it even tells you to pre-order your copy today before it comes out, which is awesome. So I hope that our listeners can go to your website and do that. Also, as I'm talking to you about the book and talking to you about these experiences and how we're able to find a way to realize how to go about solving these issues, I want you to talk to us a little bit about how you feel that women are able to overcome this fear, these fears, because I think there's a lot of times we are held by fear. We are held by what we think is going to stop us from succeeding. And so that's what makes us even start to have negative feelings, because we fear, you know?
Yes.
And I like how you talk about when we start looking at these negatives as actually something that's helping us, it becomes almost like a positive, you know? It's really, it's hard to say that and really understand it unless you're practicing it like you do. You practice it. So you understand it makes sense to you, you know? Where when you're just hearing it, it seems so difficult. And I think it's because of fear sometimes. Can you talk a little about that?
Oh, I could talk a lot about it. I mean, because, you know, really, I was right where your listeners' shoes, where they're at, you know, and wherever that gamut is, you know, of that spectrum of self-esteem. Because I was a person with zero self-esteem at one point and really, really struggled. And then by the time my first book came out, I was in a pretty good place. You know, I felt comfortable in my skin. But yet, in our hearts, I think sometimes we're being called to shine. It, like, goes beyond being comfortable in our skin and to really, like, whoa, can I put myself out there? Can I be beyond comfortable in my skin where people might criticize or judge and still be okay with myself? And that's where I was at that point. And so it is a practice. I love that you acknowledge that this is a practice, because it is still a practice for me. I am not saying by any means that I don't experience negative feelings anymore. I still do. And I'm implementing these same techniques. I will go to, when it was a manuscript, when I was writing this stuff, I would go back to it and say, hey, where do I need to be right now? Am I going to be in my fear, or am I going to be in empowerment? And so it is an absolute daily practice that you implement, but the rewards are so beneficial, because it's the only way that I know from my own journey as well as those that I've led that really gets to the core of you loving yourself. And so to do that, it's to admit when you are fearful, and it's also to understand that fear is our momentum. Because if you understand fear from a psychological perspective, it's just coming from your ego. Now, your ego, your small self, its job is to keep you feeling safe. That's its job. And so it makes sense that when you're ready to really be out there in the world, it's not safe to your ego. It's not safe to your small self. Your small self is saying, what the heck are you doing? And so it really is your empowered self signaling you with these negative feelings, saying, this is an opportunity. What I would love your listeners to understand is every time you experience a negative feeling, it's an opportunity for you to, A, recognize that your small self is scared, that something's getting triggered, and B, you are ready to break through that. You would not be getting that signal unless you were, a part of you was ready to put a new foot forward, to step more fully into your potential. And the more you can wrap yourself into that mindset, the more you are going to feel empowered, not just by your thoughts, but by your emotion. And emotion is so crucial, because emotion, as you know, is the fuel to our intentions. So we really need our emotions backing us. And right now, we've only had 50% of our emotions backing us, our positive feelings. But when you get this other 50% behind you, that's the rocket fuel. That's what makes us really move in a place that even our rational mind didn't think was possible. That's when the miracles, that's when things that blow our mind happen to us.
Perfect. And I like how you said that. Excuse me. I like how you said that. It's so important for us to also remember that that's the fuel. You know, when you're able to have all of that backing you, like imagine you can probably just like roll the world. You know, the world is yours because you realize that you have so much potential. And your potential is limitless. You know, you can do anything. And that fear is gone. That small self is not there anymore to hurt or to keep you safe. So, you know, to say, but to allow you to become fully who you are supposed to be. And so that's really a great way to put it. I think this is an amazing book. Feel every emotion as love. And when we talk about love, particularly in self-esteem is love, self-love. It's difficult for some people to embrace love, let alone in themselves. And that's exactly the problem that we face. So when we feel this self-love or this love generally, where would you expect us to, if we don't have good self-esteem, how do we go about finding that love? Or how do we embrace it as love? How can we do that? How can we embrace it as love?
Yes. Well,
where does it come from? Your love, I guess.
Well, you know where it came from for me was when I decided not to run away from my ego and fear messages. So this is what I share with people in my new book is the process that I teach. I have people write down exactly what your ego, what your small self is saying to you. And most people are like, why on earth do you do that? It's just mean. And that's what I want you to see. I want you to see how mean and false and wrong your ego is, because the more you start, at first you're going to believe it. I mean, I completely believed what my ego was telling me. But here's the thing. The more you write this down, the more you are going to be able to pinpoint your stories. You're going to be able to pinpoint the lies. You're going to be able to pinpoint the fears. And trust me when I say this, most people are like, this won't happen to me, but trust me, this always happens to everyone. You get bored by it once you start seeing it in black and white. Once you start seeing your ego say the same thing to you over and over, you're like, okay, this is giving me the same results. It's not serving me. And that's when you recognize, okay, what's my other choice? If this choice that the ego, my small self has given me, leads me here, which is not getting what you want, which is feeling bad about yourself, where's my other choice? What if for a moment I believed what was in my heart? What if for a moment I believed in the potential that I know exists within me? What if for a moment I believed that love could exist? And it's taking that moment, you take that little bitty moment, and you build upon that day by day. And guess what? Sometimes you're going to step back and you'll go back to the ego version, but it will bore you even faster. And so in my book, I teach a four-step process that really teaches you, hey, here's your ego. Let's get really comfortable with it, because it's already a part of you, and we're just making it conscious. And when you make it conscious, that's when you are triggering you to be able to make a choice. And it takes practice to make an empowered choice. But if you implement this four-step process, it becomes easier and easier. But like you said, it is a practice. It's something we have to integrate into our life. But here's the deal. For women, I think this is so crucial to our self-esteem, because what I want